ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। इन अपरोक्षानुभूति नौ वी आर सीइंग द टॉपिक ऑफ आत्मनात्म विवेकः, द डिस्क्रिमिनेटिव नॉलेज ऑफ द आत्मा एंड द अनात्मा, एंड देयर अगेन फर्स्ट वी सी शंकरा प्रेजेंटिंग the atma sthula deha vivekaha, I mean distinguishing the atma from the gross physical body. And so he presents the nature of the physical body, and he also presents the nature of the self, the atma. And then the nature of the atma, the nature of the physical body in different aspects of the body and the atma are presented here, which itself makes it very clear that atma is different from the gross physical body. In that context, we have come to now the last verse. In fact, not just simply distinguishing atma from the anatma, the physical body, gross body here, because the aham sense, the I sense, the aham buddhi is so well deeply rooted in the physical body. Even though sometimes we understand body is object of knowledge, I am not the body, but still the I sense is deeply entrenched in the body. Still we do mistake the body for the atma, the self, for the I. Therefore, every verse presented distinguishing the atma from the physical body serves as a sort of contemplation upon the surupa of the atma. So now we have to go to the 27th verse. Read from the 25th. Nirvikaro nirakaro. निरवद्योऽहमव्ययः नाहं देहो ह्यसद्रूपो ज्ञानमित्युच्यते बुधैः निरामयो निराभासो निर्विकल्पोऽहमाततः नाहं देहो ह्यसद्रूपो ज्ञानमित्युच्यते बुधैः। निर्गुणो निष्क्रियो नित्यो नित्यमुक्तोऽहमच्युतः नाहं देहो ह्यसद्रूपो ज्ञानमित्युच्यते बुधैः। न अहं देहः, दि ऐ is not the body. Atma is not the body, physical body. I, instead of saying I am, I want to say I, okay? The I is not the body, which is what now? Which is asadrupaha, which is mithya, which is as good as non-existent. And what I am then? If I am not the body, nirgunaha, nishkriyaha, nityaha, Nityamuktah Achyutah. This I actually is free from all attributes. I, the consciousness, am free from all attributes. I am of the nature of attributelessness. In fact, to understand this, the whole prapancha, every object in the universe, exists within the realm of time and space. And everything, anything which exists needs a location, locus. And a space is the locus of location. Everything exists in space. This is space. The space is the location of for everything, every object. And therefore space is the subtlest of everything, all that is here. Subtlest of the elements also. And that space itself has what? One guna. One guna. Ek guna. No? The sound is the in quality of the one quality guna enjoyed by the space. And Atma being subtler than the space. Atma is free from gunas. Okay, Atma is subtler than the space. Why? From Atma alone even the space has come into existence. Therefore we say, Atma is nirgunaha, free from all attributes. Nishkriyaha, and Atma, the consciousness, is of the nature of actionlessness and silence. Without the Atma, no action, no function is possible. But Atma is free from activities. Nishkriyaha and Nityaha. Atma is free from what now? So Nirgunaha implies what? Atma is free from spatial limitations, free from attributes. Nityaha, Atma is free from time limitation because Atma is of the nature of timelessness. And that Atma, Nitya Muktaha means there is never ever a bondage on the part of Atma. Nitya Muktaha, ever free. Because limitlessness is the nature of the Atma. Therefore, Atma is of the nature of limitlessness. Atma being limitless is not subject to any limitation, therefore it is ever free, not bound by any limitation. Therefore it is Nitya Muktaha, ever free. And that Atma, what now? Aham Atma Achyutaha. Achyutaha, we are going to see the meaning of the word Achyutaha again later on. Achyutaha, the one that which can never be missed. The one which can never be missed. In dream state, in waking state, in deep sleep state, in every state, the one who cannot be missed. How one who cannot be missed? One who does not slip away, because every state is an experience, and every experience presupposes the experiencer, the one who is ever available as the experiencer. Can you miss Atma? Can Atma slip away from your understanding in waking state? No. Why? The waking state experience itself is possible because there is an experiencer. In dream, Atma is there or not? Chutam, let us Atma chutam, the Jagat chutam bhavati. The world becomes slipped. The world slips away in dream. Jagrat prapancha slips away in dream. But does Atma also slip away in dream? No. Why? Because dream itself is an different experience. And there, as experiencer of the different experience, Atma is very much there. What about in deep sleep? In deep sleep state also, the Jagrat Prapancha Chutam Bhavati. Dream Prapancha Chutam Bhavati. Chutam means it is missing. It's missed there. In deep sleep state, there's no Jagat. Chutam, Jagat, Chutam. But even when the Jagat is Chutam, even then Atma is there as what now? Achyutaha. As what? As the very experiencer. There is an experiencer in every state of experience. that experiencer is ever present, therefore achyutaha and tat atma na aham na deha asadrupaha, and this discriminative knowledge of self being distinct from this self from this the physical body is what said to be here knowledge. We go next one. I think we have to, this new one, isn't it? From here we have to do. Nirmalo nischalo nantaha.
Nirmalo nischalo nantaha.
Shuddho hamajaro maraha.
Shuddho hamajaro maraha.
Nirmalo nischalo nantaha.
Nirmalo nischalo nantaha.
Shuddho hamajaro maraha.
Shuddho hamajaro maraha.
Naham deho hyasadrupo. Jnanamityuchyate buddhaihi.
Jnanamityuchyate buddhaihi.
See, na aham, aham na dehaha asadrupaha. You know the meaning. Then what am I? Nirmalaha. Nirmalaha, self is of the nature of purity. Self is of the nature of purity means it is free from all impurities. Free from all impurities means that which can never be, no, never be polluted, never be, that which can never be made dirty or polluted. Therefore, it cannot be purified also. Non-purifiable purity. The very purity cannot be purified. Isn't it? An impure thing can be made and be purified. A pure, anything pure can be made impure also. But the purity by itself cannot be purified and it cannot be polluted also. Therefore, nirmalaha. There is no malam. There is no impurity exists independent of, outside of, other than Atma, the consciousness. But the Atma is not tainted by any impurity. Therefore, Atma need not be purified also. In fact, Atma is of the nature of purity. Like light, the dirt can become visible. The dirt is seen in the presence of light, but the light doesn't get dirty because it illumines the dirt. Okay, the light which illumines the dirt doesn't become dirty, so it need not be cleansed also. There's no such thing called cleansing of the light because it illumines the dirt. Similarly here, any impurity in the mind, any dirt in anything, what no, really becomes, is illumined because of, in the presence of consciousness, has its existence in consciousness. But Atma, the consciousness, is of the nature of purity. It is in fact non-purifiable. Therefore, it is nirmalaha, shuddhaha. We are going to see that also later on. Then nischalaha. Nischalaha, in fact we have come across these words, I think Bhagavad Gita 2nd chapter, come across all these words. Nischalaha. Nischalaha means what now? That which is of the nature of firmness. That which is of the nature of firmness means, isn't sthanuhu, that which does not move, that which is now of the nature of unchanging. Sthanuhu means that which does not move. There is no movement, everything, the motion or movement happens in the Atma. But Atma is not subject to any movement, motion or change. Okay, nischalaha. Because Atma is nischalaha, it is of the nature of changelessness, actionlessness, motionlessness, almost the same. Doesn't move. What does it mean? It is of the nature of limitlessness. Because all pervasive, it is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Because it is spatially limitless, because it is all pervasive, because it is all pervasive, it cannot move. Okay? A spatially limited object alone can either move by itself or it can be moved by somebody else. Movement. Chalanam. Chalanam, the movement is possible for a given thing only if that object is spatially limited. It can move from one space to another space, another place. For big Atma being all pervasive, there is no place, no space where Atma is not. Therefore, movement is not possible. Atma is of the nature of motionlessness. Atma, because Atma is of the nature of limitlessness. Anantaha, which you have seen in Taittiriya class also. And then, Manasya Anantaha, therefore, Shuddhaha. Shuddhaha, ever pure. All you have seen, Nirmalaha, same meaning I have to give here. Ever pure, Shuddhaha. So nirmalaha means what now? Free from impurities is nirmalaha. And shuddhaha means it is ever pure. So never does the Atma become impure for it to become pure. Same meaning we have to extend here. Shuddhaha. It is free from impurities, nirmalaha. It is free from all other defects or the attributes or dharmas belonging to the body, mind, sense complex. We heard Shuddhaha. Shuddhaha. Then Aham. But no, Ajaraha. Ajaraha means Jara means old age. And Ajaraha means Atma is not subject to old age or decay. Old age stands for decay. So akshayaha, that's the meaning. Ajaraha means akshayaha. And amaraha. So Atma is not subject to decay or not subject to any death. Maranam. Maranam nasti yasya saha amaraha. Ever immortal. Not subject to death means when Atma is not subject to death. Ever immortal. Okay? So Ajaraha, Atma does not get old, so Atma is not subject to death means not that Amaraha means what now? Not that sometimes it becomes immortal. Atma is ever immortal. So Ajaraha, Amaraha. No, but the body is subject to decay and body is subject to death because body is subject to birth also. And Atma being Nityaha, Nirmalaha, Nischalaha, Anantaha, it was Shuddhaha, it also Ajaraha, Amaraha. Understand? In fact, it's not simply to say this. We have to really see that actually Aham Amaraha, isn't it? I am Amaraha. He is going to show us later on how it is. So, this knowledge, this is what is said to be knowledge by the wise people. This is what considered to be knowledge by the wise people. What is considered to be knowledge by the wise people? That Atma is not the mithya physical body, but Atma is consciousness which is of the nature of Nirmalaha, Nischalaha, Anantaha, Shuddhaha, Ajaraha, Amaraha. Go to next verse. So here, till here he repeated one verse, Na Aham Dehaha. So Atma Sthula Deha Vivekaha. He he ends. But still he is going to reconsolidate the same thing, reconfirm that, reinforce the same thing. Swadehe shobhanam santam.
Swadehe shobhanam santam.
What Shankara does here, onwards, he also refutes the people of different views, people of other philosophies. Swadehe shobhanam santam. Purushakhyancha sammatam. Purushakhyancha sammatam.
Purushakhyancha sammatam.
Kim murkha
shunyamatmanam.
Dehatitam karoshi bhoho. He is calling Bhoho, O human being. Kim Atmanam, he kim Murkha. Bhoho Murkha. Okay? He is so Murkha means fool actually. So, you shouldn't say fool actually. O Ajnani, he Ajnani, Ajnanin. Again, person, kim shunyam karoshi? Why do you think atma is shunya? Shunyam karoshi. There are some people who say atma is shunya. She means non-existent. How can one say atma is shunya? He already said what atma is. He said, how atma is not the body, he said. Now he is going to, but no, people who mistake the, it is natural for one to mistake the body for the atma. Therefore he distinguished that atma is not the body. If atma is not the body, what atma is, he mentioned the nature of the atma in all those verses. But now he is addressing the person who thinks atma is non-existent. Kim atmanam shunyam karoshi? You make atma a non-existent. You think atma is non-existent. You view atma as something which is non-existent. In your vision, your understanding, atma is non-existent. Kim, O ignorant person, how can you say atma is non-existent? Why? Look at this atma. How can you say this atma is non-existent? What is atma? Swadehe shobhanam santam. Swadehe shobhanam asti. Asti means is. Atma is very much what now shines. Shobhanam means what now? It is so beautifully it shines. Beautifully means what now? It's so effortlessly it's available there. Shobhanam means actually it shines. Vilangukirathu. So that which is ever shining. So shobhanam sun means what now? Ever shining. Atma is ever shining. How can you say ever shining atma as non-existent? At least even for some time atma becomes, goes and comes, you can say this atma is absent for some time. But atma never becomes absent, ever shines. Ever shobhate, iti shobhanam. Okay? Ever shining atma. Where? In every physical body. Swadehe, it shines. It ever shines in one's own physical body. Does not mean atma is not everywhere. Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Atma is of the nature of timelessness. There is never a time atma is not. There is no place where atma is not. But atma is what now? It is ever manifest ஜஸ்ட் இன் த பிசிக்கல் பாடி. இட் இஸ் ஆத்மா ஈஸ், ஆத்மா ஈஸ் அஸ் இம்பர்செப்டபிளி இட் இஸ் அவுட் சைடு, இட் இஸ் பெர்செப்டபிளி இட் இஸ் இன் த பாடி. ஆத்மாதி பிரம்மன், இட் இஸ் எவர் பிரசன்ட், எவ்ரிவேர் இட் இஸ் பிரசன்ட், இசன்ட் வாட் நவ் அஸ் இம்பர்செப்டபிளி பிரசன்ட் அவுட் சைட் தி பாடி, இட் இஸ் பெர்செப்டபிளி பிரசன்ட் இன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் பாடி. சோ வியக்த ரூபேண ஆத்மா தேகே அஸ்தி, தேகஸ்ய பஹிஹி ஆத்மா அவ்யக்த ரூபேண அஸ்தி. ஆத்மா ஈஸ் அஸ் இம்பர்செப்டபிளி அவுட் சைட், ஆத்மா ஈஸ் பெர்செப்டபிளி இஸ் இட் அஸ் எ பெர்செப்டபிள் இன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் பாடி. ஹவு டு யூ சே ஆத்மா இஸ் பெர்செப்டபிள்? ஹவு டு யூ சே ஆத்மா இஸ் பெர்சீவ்ட்? ஆத்மா இஸ் எவர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்ட் இன் த பாடி, அண்ட் ஆத்மா ஆத்மா தி கான்சியஸ் இஸ் எவர் பிரசன்ட் வாட் நவ் இம்பர்செப்டபிளி outside the body. Never a time Atma is absent, therefore Atma is not shunyam, a non-existent thing. Okay, we're going to see that later on. How is it experienced? Swadehe shobhanam asti, shobhanam san santam, and that Atma is what now? Purusha akhyaha. It is known by the word Purushaha. This Atma alone is known by the term Purushaha. And the Purushaha, I've explained to you this word many times in other contexts. Purushaha itself means what? That which fills everything is Purushaha. And that which indwells in the physical body, man's complex, is called Purushaha. The person does not mean he or she, but that which obtains as I in every body mentions complex, and that which remains as existence of everything is what now? Purushaha. Pure vasati iti purushaha, pure ushati iti purushaha, sarvam purayati iti purushaha. Okay, therefore Atma being the very substance of everything, it is everything is filled by Atma. In fact, Atma is removed, all that is here will disappear. It's like if the clay is removed, pot will disappear. Wood is removed, furniture will disappear. Light is removed, all the opaque prapancha will disappear. See, if Atma is not there, nothing else will be there here. Therefore, Atma alone is there, in fact, and that Atma you say non-existent. That is why you are Purushaha. Okay. Therefore, Atma is the very substance which pervades and fills everything. And that Atma which fills everything, pervades everything, is what now? It is there very much imperceptibly outside. It is very much available in every body as what? Body means complex, as very aham, I. So that was like a purushakyam. Okay, as a very person. So sammatam. So sammatam is what now? This is the vision of the Shruti. Matam means opined. Matam means a thought. So now matihi is noun. It is a participle of the root man. You know that? Man, no? Manyate. Thinks, considers. And then manaha, noun. Thought, mind. And mata is a participle. Opined, viewed, thought. But sammata means well analyzed, and analyzed in what now? It's a vision. Anything which is well analyzed and conclusively expressed means what now? Decisively expressed means it is vision. It's a fact. So well established, but very well analyze and establish the vision of the Shruti, the Shastram, that what now? Atma is ever shining in the body, in one's own body. Never a time Atma is absent, ever shining. Therefore, you cannot say Atma is Shunyaha. If you say Atma is Shunyaha, what is Atma? The self is Atma and Atma is I. Self is I. Isn't I is the synonym of the word I is the self, and the self is what? Atma. It is like saying, I am not here. The one who denies the existence of Atma denies one's own existence. Okay? It's like saying, it's called Vyaghata Doshaha. Vyaghata Doshaha means self-contradiction. What is self-contradiction? Vyaghata Doshaha. You know, I am a son. My mother does not have children. I am son of a barren woman. This Vyaghata. Hey, you are here. How can your mother be barren? Isn't it? Therefore, Vyaghataha. Vyaghata Dosha means one's being self-contradictory. Self-contradiction is called Vyaghataha. And here, one who denies one's own existence is what now? Denies the existence of the Atma. Therefore, Swadehe Shobhanam Santam Purusha Akhyam Cha Sammatam. Deha Atitam. And this Atma is what now? Deha Atitaha. Deha Atitaha. The word Atitaha literally means beyond. The beyond here means actually Asangatvam of the Atma. Atma untaintedness, you know, is called Atitam. Atita means it is very much present in the body, as it is very much present everywhere. You know, body itself exists in the Atma, really speaking. That Atma, which exists inside and outside the body, which exists everywhere, that Atma is what now? Atita means it is untainted, not tainted by the limitations. It's not limited by the boundaries of the body. It pervades the body, it enlivens the body, it makes the body conscious and sentient. It is not limited by the boundaries of the body. It is not touched, tainted by the limitations of the body. Okay, it's called Deha Atitaha. So, such an Atma, how do you say, O ignorant person, how can you say, Atma is Shunyaha? And you do so much of meditation and all those things, and you involve yourself in so many arguments, at last to arrive at the conclusion, Atma is non-existent. Without understanding, without any argument, without any analysis, without any effort, without any meditation, you can say, I am here. And to say some wrong thing that I am not here, you have to go for meditation, put all your thoughts to sleep, and samadhi experience also you want to say what? I am not here. Therefore, here, in fact, every Atma is there in every experience. Atma is not available for one special experience. I've experienced myself today or yesterday. I was in meditation and I had experience of the self. When you say Atma is not something which is available for one particular experience. In fact, Atma is available for recognition as the very experiencer in every experience. ஓகே. ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் ஒன் பர்டிகுலர் ஸ்பெஷல் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், பட் ஆத்மா இஸ் தி வெரி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் இன் எவ்ரி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். ஐ காட் இட். Well, what now? That Atma, even for you to say there is no Atma, you should be there. The one who says Atma is not, is the Atma. To say that Atma is not, who is the one who says Atma is not? Understand? Non-existence cannot exist independently. In the absence cannot exist independently. Isn't it? Therefore, this Atma is ever present. Shobhanam sudehe shobhanam santam kim he murka shunyam karoshi. Okay, good, next one. Therefore, Swatmanam shrunu murkatvam. Oh, where are we now? Okay, and here again, Swatmanam shrunu murkatvam. புருஷம் ஸ்வாத்மானம் ஶ்ருணு மூர்க்கத்வம் ஶ்ருத்யா யுக்த்யா ச புருஷம். புருஷம் புருஷம் வதரோகே. தேஹாதீதம் சதாகாரம் சுதுர்தர்ஷம் பவாத்ருஷைஹி. He says, now, ஷ்ருணு ஹே மூர்க்க த்வம் ஷ்ருணு. Oh, ignorant person, please listen carefully now. Don't say simply without thinking properly, Atma is not there. Shruno, listen to me. Listen. Listen to what? May you know what Atmanam, Swa-Atmanam. May you know what now? May you know yourself. Swa-Atmanam. How? ஸ்ருத்யா யுக்தி ஸ்வாத்மானம் ச புருஷம். புருஷா ஹஸ் ஆல்ரெடி பீன் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட். அகெய்ன் தி வேர்ட் புருஷா ஹஸ் கம். தி ஒன் ஹூ ஃபில்ஸ் எவ்ரிதிங், தி ஒன் ஹூ பர்வேட்ஸ் எவ்ரிதிங், ஒன் ஹூ இன்டல்ஸ் தி பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் இஸ் தி ஆத்மா, தி புருஷா, தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ். அண்ட் தட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் வாட் நோ இஸ் தி செல்ஃப். ஸ்வ ஆத்மானம் Shruno. Now you know that Atma being the self, the consciousness being the self. It now how? Now we can know what now? Shrutya Yuktya. So may you understand that Atma with the help of Shruti, using the Shruti Pramanam and also using the Yukti Pramanam. Yuktihi means logic. Use your own logic, use your buddhi, but not by yourself, okay? Use your buddhi. Yukti pramanam means what now? Logic. Using the logic and with the help of the shastram, shruti, may you listen to my unfoldment of the nature of the atma. Therefore, he says, that atma is what now? தேக அதீதம் ஷுணு. ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் மே யூ லிசன் அண்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஓகே, ஷுணு லிட்ரலி மீன்ஸ் லிசன். ஐம் கோயிங் டு டெல் யூ, ஐம் கோயிங் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் டு யூ, ஐம் கோயிங் டு அன்ஃபோல்ட் நவ். Please listen and understand. What is Atma? You know your own self. It is what? Deha Atitam. Deha Atitam. It is your own self which obtains in body, mind and complex as the very experiencer in every experience. Pratibodha Viditam Matam. Isn't it? In Kena we said. Which is available as the very experiencer in all the variable experiences. In that experience, available in your own body means complex, at the same time which pervades everything, which is not limited by the body mentions complex, boundaries of the body mentions complex. He says what now? It is asangaha. Whatever happens to the body does not affect the Atma. Deha atitaha, you have to know one more thing. Asangaha means what now? Untouched by anything that happens to the body. It's like what? It's like, yeah, there may be a scene which is happening in the film. When you watch the film, we see the suppose the battlefield, or you see the people running, the thieves running, or the warriors running with the guns, shooting, and people falling. You know, a lot of smoke, a lot of fire. Everything is happening in the film, but nothing is green, is not tainted or touched by the smoke or, you know, the fire or anything that is happening, bloodshed. Nothing touches the screen or the light. But still everything happens there. Without the light, no show would have been possible. Without the screen, no show would have been possible. But understand, but still the light and screen are not tainted by anything that is happening as part of the film. So he says, there is deha atitaha. Similarly, whatever is happening for the body doesn't affect the Atma. That Atma, the consciousness, deha atitaha, what now? Why you cannot see that? He said, sudurdarsham bhavadrushaihi. For people like you, okay, for people like you, sudurdarsham, it is difficult to see the Atma. See the Atma means what now? To recognize the Atma. To see the Atma, it is recognize the Atma, to take ownership of the Atma, what now? It is very difficult for people like you. And this, why it is difficult? Because sad akaraha, this Atma is of the nature of pure existence. Sat akaraha means form. Form is called akaraha. Now, sat means existence. Sat akaraha becomes sadakaraha. Atma, the self, the meaning of the word I, ever experienced as aham, aham, aham in every experience, the experiencer is of the nature of pure existence. Atma is pure existence. Therefore, what now? Sadakaraha, the pure existence being the subtlest substance, it is not easy for you, people like you, to see that existence, Atma, the pure existence. The Atma alone appears as the existence of every object, the perceived object. The Atma which is available for perception as the existence of every object, if you remove that is what now? Alone is what now? Is pure consciousness. The pure consciousness, Atma alone, is manifest as the existence of every object. What is Atma now? Existence plus any nama rupam Okay, with the Namarupa, it is manifest as existence. Remove the Namarupa, pure existence is pure consciousness. Okay, existence plus Namarupam is the world. Minus Namarupa, existence minus Namarupam is equal to Chit, the pure consciousness. Have you got it? What is Jagat? Existence plus Namarupam is equal to Jagat. What is Atma? Existence minus Namarupam, Jagat, is Atma, the pure consciousness. Therefore, if you remove addition of Namarupa, is what now? Manifest existence. If you remove the Namarupa, pure existence is pure consciousness, the Atma. Okay. But he says, Sadakaraha. So this Atma, the consciousness, is of the nature of existence, abstract substance. Therefore, it is very difficult for people like you to have the vision of that Atma, which is what now? Which exists in the body, but which is beyond the body. Beyond means distinct from the body. Aham shabdena.
Aham shabdena.
Aham shabdena vikhyatah.
Aham shabdena vikhyatah.
Eka eva sthitah parah.
Eka eva sthitah parah.
Sthulatvenekatam praptah.
Sthulatvenekatam
praptah. Sthulatvenekatam. Sthulatvanekatam.
Sthulatvanekatam.
Praptah. Sthulatvanekatam praptah.
Sthulatvanekatam praptah.
Katam syat.
Katam syat.
Deha kaf puman.
Deha kaf.
Aham shabdena vikhyatah.
Aham shabdena vikhyatah.
Eka eva sthitah parah.
Eka eva sthitah parah.
Sthulatvanekatam praptah.
Sthulatvanekatam praptah.
Katham syat deha kaf puman.
Katham syat deha kaf puman.
See, this Atma is always Atma, the self is ever available for experience. As what? As the experiencer. Experiences are many, different and varied, but in all those multifarious, varied, different experiences, the experiencer is invariably one, and that experiencer is I. Therefore, aham, that experiencer is always I, the self, Atma, am available as experiencer. And what no experiencer is? I. Every time you say, I experience this, I know this, I recognize this, I cognize this, I perceive this. When you say, in all of them, the objects of perception are different, perceptions are different, experiences are different, cognitions are different. You know, but the experiencer is one, I am. Okay, I am the experiencer and I have many experiences. Okay, experiences are many. I am the experiencer. The experiencer is one. There is no experiencer in dream state. There is no different experiencer in waking state. There is no different experiencer in deep sleep state. In every state of experience, the same experiencer is there. And not only that, in waking state, varied experiences are there, many, and in every experience, there is experiencer. That experiencer is what? I am the experiencer. That one who is ever available as I, the self, am the experiencer, is nothing but Atma. One who is ever available as Aham. Aham. I, without the I, there cannot be experience. Without the I, there cannot be experience, there cannot be thought. Without the I thought, no other thought is possible. Without the I, there is no experience is possible. Therefore, Aham Shabdena Vikhyataha. Vikhyatam is very well known. Khyataha itself is known, okay? Vikhyataha means very well known. Atma is very well known. Very well known by the term, what now? Aham. Very well known, very familiar, very, very familiar, isn't it? Very well known by the term, what now? Aham. And that Aham, okay, the meaning of the word Aham, how we have to say now, the experiences are there. In every variable experience, there is an experiencer. The experiencer is what now? I. And that I, therefore, Atma, the consciousness alone, is experienced as the experiencer in every experience. Okay? And that experiencer Atma, the I, how many I's are there? This is a very interesting word. How many I's are there? Because all of us use the word I. Experiencer is I. And experiencer not only in three different states of experiencer, experiences, experiencer is one Atma, the consciousness. In fact, in experience of every individual also, different experiences of the different individuals also, the experiencer is the same Atma. The experiencer I in any other being, every other being, all the individuals is only consciousness. Ekaha. How many experiencers are there? Every individual, we go through three states of experience every day. And not only these three states of experience, what about every other individual? So then there may be so many experiencers, isn't it? So many experiencers, we say. The experiencers, now which every experiencer is actually the Atma, the consciousness. Experiencer in every mind is what? The Atma, the consciousness. There are not different experiences in other mind, different experiences in my mind, there are different experiences in somebody else's mind. The experiencer, the one who is that which is available as I, the experiencer in every mind, is nothing but only Atma, the consciousness. You get what I'm saying? How many, you can say there are many experiences. No, experiencer is one. Experiencer is one. Experiences are many, but location, isn't it? What happens? The instrument of experience are many. Instruments of experience are many, and therefore experiences are also many, but experiencer who makes use of the different instruments of experience, different minds, is what? No. The experiencer is one. I, the experiencer, which obtains in every experience in very different instruments of experience, is only Atma, the consciousness. Why many then? Why different? Why that experience is not here? The instrument of experience are many. There are many minds. Minds are many. Mind is instrument of experience. Minds are many. Understand? But the experiencer is one. And how is it available? The experiencer is available, ever well known, very well available for experience as what? As the very experiencer. Not as an object of experience, but not as an experience, but as the very experiencer, in but without whom, but for whom, no experience is possible. For aham shabdena vikhyataha. Who is the experiencer? The self. What is self? I. What is this I? What is Atma? Consciousness. Therefore, aham shabdena vikhyataha. Atma, the consciousness alone, the only indivisible consciousness, which is of the nature of pure existence alone, is available in every experience, in every instrument of experience, as the very experiencer. As the I, the experiencer. Okay? Aham shabdena vikhyataha ekaha. Ekaha. Atma is ekaha. Eva sthitaha paraha. Sthitaha paraha. Sthitaha paraha. But what happens? Abno remains absolute. Remains absolute. Atma ever remains as the absolute consciousness. Atma is the ever absolute consciousness, which alone is known very well, experienced very well, as the I, the experiencer, in all the instruments of experience, in all the varied variable experiences. That Atma is never available for experience, but ever present as the very experiencer. Well, here is what now. Stulaha tu anekatam praptaha. Stulaha dehaha tu anekatam praptaha. Whereas the physical body, anekatam praptaha. It has what now? It is plural. Physical body is plural in number. Anekatam praptaha. Katam syat dehakaha puman. How can this physical body, which is not one, but okay, which is not one, the bodies are many, body is not one, that how can the only consciousness be mistaken for the bodies which are many in number? Katham syat? How is it possible for you to say Atma is non-existent? And Atma itself available for as experience as I. That's why you can say for any pronoun, he, she, it, that, all the pronouns are many. But I is always one. Have you noticed? What is indicated by a pronoun, this, that, it, she, he, etc., are many. But what is implied by the pronoun I is one. So the I in every individual is what now? Experiencer. The experiencer in every instrument of experience, the mind, is what? I. That I is actually Atma, the consciousness. Without the I thought, there cannot be any other thought, there cannot be mind. Okay, what causes the distinction, now difference here? The one Atma seems to be many. Why? Because of the many, because of Bahuttam of the instruments of knowledge. Minds, the instruments of knowledge are many. Isn't it? The mind which obtained into physical bodies, they are many. Stulahatu anekatam praptaha. The bodies are many, therefore minds are many. Therefore, Atma seems to be many. Really speaking, Atma, the conscious, the experiencer, it seems with a different, okay, there is one experiencer sitting, here is one experiencer sitting, and in you is an experiencer sitting. There's so many experiencers are there. We think. So many eyes are there. We think that way. Why? Because my experience is different from your experience. Your experience is different from his experience. Experiences also are different. Therefore, I am the experiencer. My experiences are different from your experiences. Therefore, what? No. The experiencer also is different from every other experiencer. We think that way. Really speaking, the difference in experiences, my experiences are different, your experiences are different, that does not mean the experiencer is different. Okay? There's no difference in the experiencer, the instruments of experience are different. Understand? Whoever sees, what now? Whether you see the light, I see the light. The seer of the light is the, what now? Seeing power. But if you see blue, if I see black, because of what now? Instruments. The glasses which we wear are different. Difference in the perception of different colors is dependent because of the difference in the spectacles we wear, but not really the difference in the seeing power. Is it clear? Similarly, the experiencer in every mind is one and the known by the sound, by the word term I, aham. And that experiencer is what now? Atma, the consciousness, is the only experiencer known by the term I in every instrument of knowledge, mind. It's very beautiful, isn't it? But why we differ? Because our identity is with the mind, the instrument of knowledge. Therefore, they are different. Therefore, experiences also differ. Their views differ, perceptions differ. So we mistake, the perceiver also is different. sthitaha paraha. Therefore, that Atma is what now? Absolute self, the consciousness. Okay? The absolute self consciousness, which is secondless, only consciousness alone, is what now? Available as I, the experiencer, in all the instruments of experience. It is sthitaha paraha. That is paraha. Absolute, isn't it? Why paraha? Amazing, isn't it? One consciousness is the experiencer in all the varied instruments of experience. And that experiencer is available as what? I in every mind. Okay. So therefore, this physical body, which are many in number, which are plural, how can the body be the Atma? Katham dehakaha puman syat. How can the body be the puman, the purushaha? Puman is here. The puman literally means man, but he does not mean the male here. You should take it as the purushaha, the Atma. The all-pervasive indweller consciousness. All-pervasive existence indweller consciousness. All-pervasive existence indweller consciousness. What now? Puman. Okay. In fact, how had to say? So, mukhyartaha. So, here, aham shabdaha vikhyatam what now? If we add all the dimensions to aham, with addition of dimensions, aham becomes a mukhyartaha. Removal of dimensions, aham is lakshyartaha. Is it clear now? What is the mukhyartha of aham? The entire individual, body, mind, consciousness, atma, I, the knower, am, inclusive of all the dimensions, I, the knower, am, including all dimensions, the body, Atma with body, mind, and complex, mukhyartha. I, the knower, am, without the dimensions, pure consciousness, the lakshyartha. Is it clear now? I am is fine. I am with dimensions, the mukhyartaha. I am without dimensions, lakshyartaha. Lakshyartaha, the knower, the consciousness. Is it clear? Clear or not? Aham shabdena. Aham shabdena means what now? Lakshyartena or mukhyartena, is it? So here he wants to say lakshyartena. Listen up. So aham shabda lakshyartena, what now? Vikhyataha atma. Aham drashtruta. Is it clear now? We'll go next verse. Sthulaha tu anekatam praptaha. Anekata means manyness. The body has got manyness means what? Bodies are many. To say that, we have to say how? Body has got manyness. Bahutvam means what? Body has got manyness means bodies are many. Not only bodies are many, body is also what? Body is of many. Many what? Many components. how to mistake this, how is it possible for one to mistake this body for the Atma? Aham drashtrutaya siddhah.
Aham drashtrutaya siddhah.
Deho drishyataya sthitah.
Deho drishyataya sthitah.
Mamayamiti nirdeshat.
Mamayamiti nirdeshat.
Katham syad deha kaf puman.
Katham syad deha kaf puman.
Okay. All you have seen this earlier, this meaning of this verse. Aham drashtrutaya siddhah. I am always available, readily available. Siddhah means what now? I am always available as what? Drashta. Drashtrutaya means, drashta means seer, experiencer. I am ever available as the very experiencer. I am ever available as the experiencer means I am the Atma, the consciousness. Okay, Lakshyarthena Aham Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, the Atma, the consciousness is ever available as Aham, the experiencer, seer, drashtrutaya. Okay, drashtrutaya siddhaha, ever available as the seer, the experiencer. Then, dehaha drishyataya sthitaha, the body is ever available, what no, ever seen as what? Drishyataya, it is always there as the object of knowledge. Atma is ever available as the aham, I, the self, am, ever there as the very experiencer, and the body is ever there as the, not ever, body is there as the very seen, the perceptible object of knowledge, object of experience. Drishyata means enjoying the status of being the object is called drishyata. Drashtruta means enjoying the status of being the experiencer. So what he says, the two, Atma and body, have two different status. Atma enjoys the status of being the experiencer, and body has the status of being the experienced or the seen. Therefore, Atma is the available as the very subject of the knowledge, and our body is always the object of knowledge. Therefore, they are definitely different. And then we also do what now? I am mama. I am dehaha mama iti nirdeshaha. Therefore, what do you say? Because I, the experiencer, is always, Atma is ever available as the I, the experiencer. And the physical body is always available as the experienced object. And that is why we also mention nirdesha, nirdeshati. We often, in our day-to-day experiences, I am mama. This my body. This is mine. This body is mine. Is it my body? Whenever we say my body, we use this expression in our day-to-day conversations. Say, but still we say this body is mine, objectifying it as different from yours, as something possessed by you. But you say what now? You take this body for I. Katham. Even though you mention the body as mine, yours, but still we mistake the body for the self. Katam syad deha puman, how can Atma the self, how can the body be the Atma, how can the Atma be the body? Why? How can Atma be the body? Atma is ever experienced, ever available as the experiencer, subject of knowledge, enjoying the status of being the seer. Whereas body always is what now? The object of knowledge only. Never, isn't it? Atma, the body status doesn't change. Such being the case, and you also mention often in your conversation, day-to-day experience, the body is mine. Mama, I am deha. Iti, you also know this. In spite of knowing this, in spite of mentioning this, in spite of that, you say what? You mistake, you say, aham dehaha. You mistake the body for the atma. Understand? So here, what I'm saying, that means, aham, when you say, the experience, what is the difference here? Experiencer and the experience. Experience involves two things, isn't it? Object and the subject. Object of experience, for us to have the experience of the object, it involves the process. Mental process for us to have the experience of the object, the experience of a given object involves a mental process, the process of knowing. First of all, there must be what? No, thoughts must be there. Listen to me, very important lesson. I know something must be have aham shabda vikhyataha. Okay, I'm including that and drashta here. This drashta, the seer, the experiencer, is aham shabda vikhyataha, known by the term aham as the laksharta of the aham. Means, what an experiencer, when you say, every experience involves subject and object, the experiencer and the object of experience. Is it? Experience involves experience of the experiencer and the experience of the experienced object. Okay? Experience does not mean, even though we always talk about the object, we do not talk about the mention or just think about the subject of experience. Experience involves simultaneously, in every experience, there is an experience of the experiencer and the experience of the experienced object. It's like when there is illumination, in every illumination of any object, there is a self-illumining light and the illumined object. Okay? So, illumined object alone is dependent on the self-illumining light. But the self-illumining light, very word self-illumining reveals what? Does not require an object for its illumination. Similarly here also, please listen to me carefully. Every experience involves the experience of the experiencer as well as the experience of the experienced. So the experience of the object is dependent on the mental process. Thoughts must associate themselves with the sense organs. Thoughts must go out through the sense organs. And thoughts must pervade the objects. Understand? And illumine the objects. Only then there will be something called perception or experience or knowledge or cognition of the object. It requires, therefore, the experience of an object involves the mental process. It requires a process of knowing. Is there David in the class? If I shout from the other room, you all have to see all over the house, search for the house. Or see, turn your head and see behind, or see other side and this side. To say no or yes, you have to, it involves some effort. Effort is involved, some mental process is involved, isn't it? Whereas to know whether you are, what effort is needed. Okay, the experiencer does not require any process of knowing. Just as light does not require another light to come to light, in illumination, light is self-luminous. Light does not require another process of illumination. Whereas, understand now, whereas the illumined object requires what now? Process of illumination. Similarly here also, in every experience, the object of experience of an object is dependent on the mental process, the process of knowing. Whereas experience of the experiencer does not require any process of knowing. Whether thoughts are there, vritti bhave, vritti abhave. Whether thoughts are there, thoughts are not there, witnessing the thoughts, presence of the thoughts, the absence of the thoughts, experiencing the presence and the absence of thoughts, one who is ever present is the experiencer, Atma, the consciousness. In dream state, in waking state, thoughts are there, vritti nam bhave. In deep sleep state, vritti nam abhave, thoughts are not there. Thoughts are not there, there is no experience of the object. Okay? In dream, thoughts are of different dream object. Therefore, there is experience of the dream object. In waking, the thoughts are there, there is experience of the waking objects. In deep sleep state, no thoughts are there. Therefore, there is no experience of the object. But absence of the thoughts or absence of the experience of the objects does not mean the absence of the experiencer. That experiencer is aham shabda vikhyataha, aham shabda lakshyartaha. That experiencer, aham, is what now? Atma, the consciousness. What is the aham shabda artaha? Aham experiencer is the aham shabda artaha. Who is the experiencer? Who is the aham shabda artaha? Consciousness. So experiencer is consciousness. I am the experiencer, consciousness. Different from what now? The experienced body. How can I say, how is it possible for one to say, I am the body? Okay, the process of knowing is not required for the experience of the experiencer. Atma, okay? Atma is ever experienced as the very experiencer. of the presence or the absence of the thoughts or the presence and the absence of the objects. Presence of the world is experienced in the presence of the thoughts in waking state. In the absence of the world and the absence of thoughts is experienced in deep sleep state. Isn't it? Therefore, vritti nam bhave abhave api sada aham. Okay, I am there. I, the self, am the consciousness, ever present. What is aham shabdakhyaha? Lakshyarthaha. Natu vamukhyarthaha. What is lakshyarthaha? Chaitanyam. Which chaitanyam? Sakshi chaitanyam. Sakshitaya. What is sakshi chaitanyam? Vritti nam bhave abhave api is available. It is, isn't it? It's ever evident. Ever evident in the presence or in the absence of thoughts. That ever-evident Atma does not require mental process to be experienced. In fact, experiencer can never be the experienced. Experiencer is ever available for experience as the very experiencer. There's never a time experiencer is not. The problem is when the instruments of experience are resolved, when the experience of the objects is not there, world is not there, we mistake the experiencer also is not there. Okay, therefore, experiencer, there's no time experiencer is not there. That experience which is ever there alone is available in waking state as what now? Aham, as I am. The I am which is available in waking state alone is there. As what now? Without, isn't it? Still there as the experiencer of the non-experience. Doesn't require, without requiring any mental process of knowing. Whereas for the experience of an object, there must be vrittis, there must be mental process of knowing. Okay, we'll stop it here. This 32nd verse we'll see next class. I'm drashta, that's why I'm still in the drashta, but I also want to connect it to the previous verse, aham shabda. Have I made it clear? What's the doubt you had?
It's one thing to arrive at the never-changing Sakshi Atma Chaitanya here. It seems to be a leap to say that is the same
seer.
It's the same, like that one is the same, that one is the same, that one is the same. The Aikya.
Oneness of consciousness.
The oneness of consciousness is not, basically, it's just stated. It's not, at least through here, it wasn't like proved or shown. There's no logical step. And so the other one, the consciousness being the invariable.
In all the variable thoughts.
Here, despite the variety of thoughts, and despite the absence of thought, that's clear. But the oneness of consciousness everywhere, the same I,
in experiencer which obtains as I in every mind is the consciousness.
Yes, but I'm just saying to have to, that's just stated, you know, not proved. The other one you can, as you say, arrive at through logic. The item you can't arrive at through logic, exactly, but I can't see.
Now that consciousness is one indivisible, partless, and that is not limited by the boundaries of the body. That's why I said, the consciousness alone, the consciousness with the dimensions, is what? It is perceptible as the existence of every object. We remove the dimensions, it is pure consciousness. And that, okay, so when it is available in it as an indweller, as an obtain, or the one obtains in as I in every mind, is what? No, is consciousness. The same pure consciousness, which as I it is what? As I it is one. It's the only experience in all the minds. And it is very difficult for us to understand that. Why it seems to be different? There are too many experiences are there for us. Because experiencers, we mistake the difference. Now we see the plurality, we add the plurality to the experiencer because of the difference in experiences. The difference in experiences, if one is one and the same, all the experiences must be the same. Isn't it? That's our problem here. We say the difference in experiences is due to the difference in the instruments of experience. Suppose one person standing with further 10 mirrors, and there's reflection all the 10 mirrors, isn't it? The reflecting media, one is dusty, one is clean, one is pure, and all that. In keeping with that, reflections also vary. It does not mean the face is many, isn't it? Face is one. Okay, so what happened, the problem with this is, the experiences are completely different and many and varied. Therefore, we think what? The experiencer is different. Therefore, experiences are also different. That is why it's very difficult for us to understand that. Really speaking, the difference in experiences is not because of the difference in experiencer. It is because of the difference in the instruments of experience. Or the objects of experience. See, when I say there is a mic, all of us experience mic. And there is no difference in our experience. Is it because object is one? Object is one, and all of us have proper eyesight, vision. Therefore, all of us experience mic as what? Mic. So, I experience this as mic. For you, it is mic. For you, it is mic. For all of you, it is mic. There is no difference in our experience of the object, isn't it? I see elephant. Nobody says here. Because object being one and the same, the experience of the object also is what? Even the instruments are many, experience is one. Why? Object is many. One, isn't it? Object is one. First, many are, there's a chair, there's a computer, there's a mic, and there's so many color, orange. All of us experience different objects. This experience of different objects. For all of us, the same experience. Because different objects are many. Experience is one. Same experience for all of us. of the object or of the objects. There's no problem. Because of the plurality of the objects sometimes contribute for the meanness of the experiences. But what happens? No, I tasted this, okay? And this is was a little different. And you taste this different. And even then, the experience, different experiences. When I had this. When you went that is, again, the object changes. You're not the experiencer. And the mind, the instrument of experience, instrument of knowledge. Upakaranam, jnana upakaranam. Jnana upakaraneshu bhedaha vartate natu na jnatuhu bhedaha. Jnata is always one. Jnana upakaranani are many. That is why we say the difference is what now? Difference is only with reference to the experiences due to the difference in instruments of experience, not due to the difference in the experiencers. There is no experiencers. You know what? The only there's experiencer is one. See, the experiencer without whose presence, without whom the experience of the body mind complex is not possible, the same experiencer is here. That is why we say every soul is potentially divine. There's no... Isn't it? The experiencer is one of the same experiencer. Not only here, now, everywhere, always. Kalataha, same experiencer. Deshataha, same experience. Somebody sitting elsewhere experiencing something, you are here. Okay? That experiencer, okay, somebody is in America, somebody is in India, somebody is in Australia, somebody is here. Going through different experiences, isn't it? All these experiences, the so-called, isn't it? The experiencer in all of them is one and the same. Consciousness. What is the difference? Why I am not able to see what is happening there in Australia? Okay? Because the instrument of knowledge is what now? Here. When I say I am not able to see what is happening in America, means my identity is with the what? Mind, with the body, not with the consciousness. So even if my identity is with the consciousness, still you will say, I'm not able to experience what is happening in America, because then, as pure consciousness, there's no instrument. Okay? That's how consciousness is. That is why we use the example of wearing different spectacles. It is a very simple example. You see what now? Green, I see black or blue, not because it's difference in our vision. Difference is because caused by what? Difference in spectacles, isn't it? The instruments of vision, the seeing, which we use. Similar minds are different. Minds are different. Every mind has its own problems. Blurredness, isn't it? It has its own vagueness. Mind has different problems. So instruments vary. Therefore, perceptions are different. Why you see this in a different way? Why I see this in a different way? We try to understand other person's mind. So to accommodate, you know. It's natural for us to differ. Views are different. How you view something, how I view something. How I perceive it differently, how you perceive it. It's our own background, our past experiences, our problems, our childhood. Lots of things come and play a role here. So many things come and play. That's why we get so agitated and so frustrated. So sometimes it's all defense in instruments, not in experience. Okay, that consciousness is what? Atma. That consciousness alone is ever available in every mind as what? Aham. Lakshartha of aham is one and the same. So many aham, 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 aham. Lakshartha of each aham is what? One consciousness. Vachyartha becomes many. Lakshartha becomes one. Vachyartha of way, what now? Many. Lakshartha of wave, one. Lakshartha of wave is what? Every wave. Lakshartha is what? Water. Forms are many. Vachyartha. Similarly, aham, when you say, Lakshartha, aham shabda lakshartha. In everyone, all of us can to say, I see. All of us have to say, I. Lakshartha of every aham is what? Chaitanyam. Consciousness. But vachyartha or mukhyartha is what now we can say. Little meaning is what? Different. That's why difference and non-difference, isn't it? We differ physically, we differ mentally. We differ perceptually, we differ knowledge-wise. We differ cognitively. But we don't differ spiritually. There is non-difference. Due to the oneness of the spirit. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.